Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Habitat for Humanity of Greater Sioux Falls is prepping for a fun fundraising event, and it takes place this Saturday evening beginning at 7 local time at the district. The Restoration Art Auctions proceeds help build Habitat homes, and with this year's event, the group is hoping to pass the $60,000 mark. I have two guests with me in the Kirby Family Studio with all the details. First, we welcome Nikki Schillerstrom of Habitat for Humanity of Greater Sioux Falls. Hi, Nikki. Thanks for being here.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
And we also welcome Brianna Wurtsema. She's a member of South Dakota Interior Designers and an interior designer at TSP Incorporated. Hey, yep. Brianna.
Hey, nice to meet you.
All right, let's talk about this rather unique fundraiser. Nikki, start us off.
So what makes it unique is that each of the art items includes stuff from our restore. So people have donated home goods and whole building materials to our restore, which we sell at a fraction of retail year-round to anyone who wants to walk through the doors. And then local artists and makers, DIYers, carpenters shop our restore, get to take a certain number of items and repurpose them, or what we call upcycle them, into something that's even better. So for example, if you paint, you could take a cabinet door, prep it like a canvas, and then make a landscape nature painting on it, and then frame it with some trim. So you've used the door and the trim as your two restore items. You donate it back to us, and we make them available at the Restoration Art Auction.
It's like a TV show. You could make a TV show out of this and a little competition, but it's a fundraiser. Tell us about the cause and where the money goes.
So the money helps us build another Habitat house. This will be our sixth one. The past 3 years, the funds have gone to fund a build. So this will be our fourth Restoration Art Auction house. We have raised not quite $45,000 in the 5 years, and so we hope to top 60 this year.
All right. And people have really responded to it as an opportunity for fundraising.
They certainly have. It's been interesting to watch the number of artists in our community, the number of people who like to upcycle, who like to repurpose, and then to have an event to prepare for, to have something like a public setting where you can make a donation, help a cause that you know about. A lot of people are familiar with Habitat for Humanity, in a way that you like to spend your time, and then help us raise a little money to help another family.
All right, Brianna, tell us a little bit about your connection to this project.
So I'm an interior designer at TSP, and TSP is actually really proud to co-sponsor the event this year with First National Bank. So this is the first year that there's been a corporate sponsor for the event. So I have ties to it through that, and I also created an art piece for the auction, and then through South Dakota Interior Designers, we made some projects as well.
So. All right, so talk us through the process of coming in, and what are you looking for that inspires you as a designer to create something that also, you know, has an audience, but you're not sure who that audience is going to be, really.
Sure. So that's always kind of tricky. Going to the store, it's you got to try and find something that can be kind of flexible, and then just thinking about your abilities. So I'm not really an artist in the sense of being a painter, so I probably wouldn't pick a cabinet door or anything, but in years past, I've made a couple light fixtures, and that's actually what I did this year, too. So we found a hanging pendant light fixture set, and then a friend and I actually made a lampshade for that. So
all right. So yeah. What was that process like? You know, is that using the skills that you already have and are using on a daily basis, or is this a fun project for you to sort of stretch in a different direction? How did you see it as a designer?
Sure. So for me, this is probably something more just for fun. I don't necessarily get to make stuff at work every day. I wish I could, but you know, it's just kind of one of those things that I enjoy doing a little crafting here and there. So,
all right, let's talk a little bit about what all is available at the art auction. What kinds of pieces will people find, Nikki?
So this year we have about 80 pieces of upcycled art and furniture. We have, goodness gracious, I try to go through the list. We have terrariums. We have original paintings. We have a gal who has participated all 6 years, and she took a dishwasher panel, so just like a 2x3, 1.5x2.5 piece of wood, and painted an original landscape of the Badlands. And then she took some rustic wood, kind of like fence panel that she had, and made a cutout of a buffalo and put it over the Badlands and then framed it, and it is beautiful. So it's things you're not going to find in a store, things you're not going to find other places, and then you have the upcycling element of it. So wall art, live plants, artificial plants, furniture. We have a gentleman who has worked with us for years as a volunteer, and he took a black walnut tree off of a habitat lot and had it milled. And then he uses that lumber and makes tables, one-of-a-kind rough edge or live edge coffee tables. And so we have two of those on the art auction this year. We have quite a few light fixtures this year, and it's just amazing to see what people can create. It's not your standard creation. To work with upcycled events makes it more complicated and unique, and then to be able to do that with Habitat to help us in that way means the world to us.
So this is a statewide audience on South Dakota Public Broadcasting, not just folks in Sioux Falls who might come to this auction. So let's talk a little more broadly about the sort of creative partnerships of nonprofit and corporate partnerships and coming up with this idea. Where did this sort of the idea come from, and how has it evolved to make it as successful as it is to support the community?
So the Restoration Art Auction was a baby idea several years ago that our public relations committee at Habitat Sioux Falls had talked about, and rather was in the back of my head and just stayed there and turned. And then when I accepted a job at Habitat Sioux Falls just over 7 years ago, came to the forefront. And it speaks to so many elements of what we do. And as an art collector, it draws in so many different members of our community to visit the Restore, to upcycle, to learn about Habitat. When you come to the event, then our 350th family that we have helped in the community is going to talk about the home that she just moved into. This is our 30th year at Habitat for Humanity of Greater Sioux Falls. And so to tie together all of those elements in one event, which has become the area's premier upcycled art event, is something I treasure, is something that we count on every year. We plan for it. Almost a year, we debrief from this one, and we're going to start the next one. And to bring in new people and new sponsors to have a sponsorship package this year. We had reached a point in year six where there were companies that wanted to invest in what we were doing. And so to have First National Bank, to have TSP, and then also Millennium Recycling and Holt McDowell Insurance, and say, we like what you're doing. We want to help you continue and grow it. So now this year we can have three live art performers who are going to make art that night and be for sale at our live auction. We have online bidding so that right now you can go online, view the collection, and start to place bids. Things that we can use to grow the event with the help of our sponsors. And then as an online bidder, if you live in Brookings or Vermilion or a little bit farther away, you can bid. And as long as you can come to Sioux Falls to pick it up within the next week or two, you can collect your winnings.
And Brenna, what are you looking for in those healthy corporate partnerships? Why is it important, you know, for an agency to figure out how to connect with your community in a way that that has meaning, that will last?
Sure. So working with TSP is great because they really encourage us to get involved in our community. And we kind of, as a company, always pick eight different places that we're going to volunteer for the year. And so Habitat's always been one of them. We've always helped, well, we've helped with a couple of builds in the past for houses. And so this opportunity for the Restoration Art Auction came up, and we thought it was a good fit for our organization. So
let's talk about Habitat a little bit and those people. You said the 350th homeowner. Mm-hmm. Explain to people a little bit about how the process works when people are volunteering to help build, but the homeowner is also invested in this process. Talk about Habitat for just a couple minutes here.
Absolutely, would love to. So we basically have what I call three lines. So we have our home construction, and there's an application process for that, which we're in the middle of right now, selecting the families for next year. We have what's called neighborhood revitalization. So existing homeowners who've maybe gotten behind on painting and minor home repair, and oftentimes it's families or single moms or a widow who is truly deciding between groceries and medication and keeping up the home. And then we have our Restore. And all of the money raised in our Restore then gets directed to our programs. So in the 30 years, Maza, who will speak on Saturday, she is our 350th family. She moved into her home last week with her two sons, and she was so honored to be asked to address the group. And it's interesting from our side to watch the family's responses. It's a lot of work. Maza put in 300 sweat equity hours, in addition to working, in addition to raising her two sons, to build her home with us. And now she's assumed a mortgage as well. The home was not free. She will make a mortgage payment. Similar with NR. They help invest in the materials. We bring the volunteers. They help work alongside the volunteers if they can. So the community aspect is important.
Want to make sure we tell people Saturday night, 7 p.m. is when things kick off at the district in Sioux Falls. Any final thoughts on how people can connect online to be part of that online bidding? About 30 seconds is all.
SiouxFallsHabitat.org, free admission. Please come, have fun, cash bar, dessert bar, live art performers, band. It's just a fun night out, whether you leave with something or not. Please come and learn about Habitat.
Nikki Schillerstrom of Habitat for Humanity of Greater Sioux Falls and Brenna Wertzema, member of South Dakota Interior Designers and a designer at TSB Incorporated. Thank you both for being here.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.